This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Haster the Unspeakable.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's Haster week and a half. Weekend some time.
Week and a day as we talk about Haster and the three avatars that are featured here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it kind of starting off with General Haster.
Mm-hmm.
Not super great.
No. He's a big squiddy thing that lives in a lake.
It's funny because he's a big squiddy thing that lives in a lake. They also say that his appearance is debated.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the thing that I like, which is the gigantic, bloated, boneless corpse Haster, which is when I've seen Haster, I've seen that version.
Yes.
You know, so I like it way more than just a big Cthulhoid monster.
Same.
You know, a big flabby, just like a bunch of skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No bones.
No bones, please. Just wet skin. Of course, so this is Haster. He is great. This mm-hmm. is my favorite great old, you know, my favorite mythos deity.
Hands down.
He's awesome. He has a cool kind of subgenre, like of appealing to artists and poets and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
Attached to the Yellow Sign and the King in Yellow, all that stuff we'll talk about, which I think, you know, fires my imagination.
100%.
Quite a bit. And of course, the also rams the Chochos. They're here too.
Yep. The things that make Haster lame is how they try to bring him in to, you know, into line with the rest of the mythos a little mm-hmm. bit. Like, of course he has to be this octopoid thing that is in water around a distant star. Like,
yeah.
because that's the genre or the mode that this is in, you know. Of course, it can't just be a cult of artists, you know, that spread their word through this destabilizing play. Now we got to get the shitty racist Chocho in on this.
Yeah. I love the body of water and a distant star stuff.
Yes.
Like, I am okay with that. I just wish he wasn't an octopus.
Yeah, I wish he wasn't an octopus. I like the body of water on the distant star with the ghost city on the other side of the living city. Like, yeah, man. Give me that.
Carcosa is just, like, incredible.
I love it.
Like, yeah, I love Carcosa. I just recently, I reread a module, Tatters of the King,
mm-hmm.
And there's a session that takes place in Carcosa.
Mm.
As it is summoned, you know, Haster briefly gains his gaze on her. And it really makes me want to run it, and my group is not a big Call of Cthulhu folk.
Yeah, not too into the horror stuff. Yeah,
Riff's into it, so I could just do a weird one-on-one with Riff, but that's about it.
I really, we talked about this recently. I was like, it's just you telling a scary story to a friend who rolls dice every once in a while.
Yeah. How does the story go? That well, huh? All
yeah,
right.
Okay. All right, yeah.
So this first entry, this is mostly just the Haster primer. We're going to get into the avatars, which are where a lot of the flavor
mm-hmm.
Comes from. But Haster is good and badass. And we've said his name like a million times here. Well, fuck.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.